Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I am Luke Mathers, joining you from the Shaw here in Waukesha across Civic Media, but today broadcasting from the Waukesha studios for WAUK 540 AM. 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with me on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Happy St. Paddy's Day, Evan.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, buddy.
It is Friday. It is here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a holiday, kicking off the holiday weekend. It's going to be a great time. I want to hear from you out there in the listening audience.
And we're going to need you, okay? Because I'm not going to be much help here.
If you've got a great St. Patrick's Day story, I want to hear it. 844-967-2789. You can share tangents and St. Paddy's Day stories at that number. Call or text 844-967-2789. And E, you're kind of lacking in this realm.
I am. Hey, I got the craziest St. Paddy's Day story, man. Okay, so last St. Paddy's Day, you're not going to believe this. I drank a Guinness.
And okay? That was it.
That was it. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I was appreciative that, you know, someone gave it to me in the first place. You know, like St. Paddy's Day, here, have this Guinness. And I accepted it, and I drank it shortly after that. And I enjoyed it a lot.
That's usually the way to do it. You usually want to drink the beer shortly after you've received it. That's when it's nice and cold. Guinness is one that does tend to warm up a little bit more to room temperature. That's how it's supposed to be drank, allegedly. I like it still a little cooler than probably most people in Ireland will tell you should have a Guinness a little bit warmer. But folks, if you've got a good St. Paddy's Day story that you want to share with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789, you can call all hour long. We're going to get through a bunch of Wisconsin headlines as well. We're going to talk about the most Wisconsin headline that I saw this week. And with the civic media training, it did take my eye off the ball a little bit. So if you've got any suggestions for that, you think your story may be a little bit more Wisconsin than my suggestion for this week, we'll take that tangent as well. And we're also going to get into, you know, we've got some breaking news. If you have not already heard it yet, before we dive into these St. Paddy's Day stories, we've got some news here on a Friday, not quite making the Friday news dump because it happened before Dueling Tangents this week, but Secretary of State Doug LaFollette announced he is retiring effective today, and Governor Tony Evers appointing his replacement, former state treasurer, and effective tomorrow, the new state Secretary of State for Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski. So going to dive into that story, share some more details there, but that is the breaking news of this hour. Sarah Godlewski, the new Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin, effective tomorrow, Saturday, March 18th. So that is the news of the day, but it is also St. Patrick's Day. So before we dive into more headlines and get those tangents out there, Evan, the most St. Patrick's Day I've ever had probably was down in Chicago.
Okay.
And you've never seen the river turn green then. If your best St. Paddy's Day story is that you had a Guinness once, I can't imagine that you've attended the river dying down.
Oh, you're incorrect. I saw it on television.
Yeah, but you've never been.
No. I haven't joined the festivities down in the city, no.
Okay. That was a really fun day. That was a good one. I got to put that up there as probably my top St. Patrick's Day.
In fairness, for like 12 years, the band played, right? We would get hired at a bar and we would play for St. Patrick's Day, usually twice in the day, once in the afternoon and then somewhere else in the evening. And so, yeah, I was sort of, you know, I was with the band, as it were, backstage, you know, enjoying.
So drinking some green beer back there, maybe?
Maybe I had a green beer once, yeah.
Not a Guinness, but it's important to point out there as well, folks. Green beer is not Irish beer. You should make sure that you're supporting the Irish beers. You got Harp, you got Guinness, you got all those good ones. And my dad always likes to make the joke, Evan, that he pretends he's a little Scottish because his name's Scott. So
okay.
He likes to go that way.
That's funny.
I don't know the exact percentage of Irish I have in me. I haven't taken any of those DNA tests or anything like that.
Don't
like
do it, man. They're gonna link you to some violent crime in the 70s, and you know you'll be falsely accused. But your DNA, you know.
I wasn't alive for it, but I was linked to that crime. But my middle name's Jameson, so I feel like this is a day that I like to celebrate too. So there'll be some whiskey had at the Mathers household later today, but. If you've got a St. Patty's Day story that you want to share with us, 844-967-2789. You can share those St. Patrick's Day stories all hour long. But it's an interesting holiday. There is, as Brian always likes to discuss, and folks, and I do know that there was a little teasing that there was a potential for the big guy to be in studio today, but unfortunately he's just hard at work making sure that we've got everything that needs to be put together for this growing radio network. So he wishes he could be here. I told him to make sure that while he takes a break today to have some corned beef and cabbage. We'll see if he actually gets that, or his preference is typically the Reuben sandwich, but if you've got a preference for St. Patrick's Day, we'd love to hear that too. In college, there was a lot of green beer, Evan, on this day. I don't know if that was the case for you, too, but...
You guys need to get a better refrigerator, man. I'm just kidding. You probably died for St. Patty's Day, huh? Yeah.
No, that was always one of the fun ones. I feel like this is also one of those holidays, though, where some of your best stories maybe aren't necessarily the most FCC-friendly, so there's a handful.
Yeah, keep it clean, folks. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean, folks. But it is a gorgeous day. We've had... March is always a very interesting one for us here in Wisconsin as well, because I recall St. Patrick's Days that had snow coming down, and I've recalled St. Patrick's Days that had 70-degree and almost summer-like atmosphere. So if you're out there, you're enjoying the festivities, and you want to share one of your stories, you can do so. You can be like Steven up in Green Bay. Steven, how are we doing on this Friday, St. Patrick's Day?
Good. How are you doing, Luke? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. You got a great St. Patrick's Day story that you'd like to share with us here on Dueling Tangents?
Actually, I don't have a great St. Patrick's Day story, but I do have a great St. Patrick's Day history regarding myself. And then I do have a question about the Douglas-Alex thing as well. But I will start out with the... I took a ancestry DNA test, and I am 72% Irish, and I found out that the spelling of my last name is actually a royal spelling that goes back to a prince from Ireland. So I thought that was very cool. And
it is very telling when you take those tests, the things that you can find out like that, Stephen.
And then I was reading the news story that my local news station broke on Douglas Follett retiring. They didn't really go into why he was retiring, but they did say that the Secretary of State in the state of Wisconsin basically has little to no actual job duties. And I'm a little confused about that, because if that is the case, why are we electing a Secretary of State if they don't do anything?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Stephen. And it's a longer story here in Wisconsin. We've had a whittling away of the Secretary of State's office. Now, Douglas Follett has been in that position for more than four decades now. And in each reelection, he was obviously older, I believe in his 80s this last go around. 4 months ago, he was reelected to this new term of a four-year term. And Republican lawmakers have... slowly but surely whittled away a lot of the responsibilities of a lot of the constitutional offices here in Wisconsin. So not just the Secretary of State, but the Treasurer's office has a lot of its roles reduced. Even once they lost power in 2018 with outgoing Governor Scott Walker, the Wisconsin legislature and Walker himself signed legislation that took powers away from the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office that Republicans, when they were in office, they happily enjoyed those powers. And so there was a lot of politics played over many decades, and even as recent as 2018, to rein in even more power into the legislature. And we've seen a lot of that consolidated power on display, with just completely ignoring the governor, and in some cases the attorney general's office, and these other offices like secretary of state in recent years. And I believe that these offices are they're constitutional positions in the Wisconsin state constitution. They have a role. They have responsibilities. And for far too long, Wisconsinites have accepted the rollback of those offices from the state legislature. And really, I think that Sarah Godlewski as state treasurer from 2018 to 2022, before she decided not to seek re-election to that office and sought the U.S. The Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate here in Wisconsin, she did a very good job at explaining and displaying what a secretary or what a treasurer could do for the state. And so it will be interesting to see the role that she fills in this Secretary of State's office. I myself do not know the explanation for why Doug LaFollette chose to retire at this time. It is something we will continue to discuss and we'll find out about. I'm sure in these interviews he will explain it a little bit more. But for the time being, he announced today that the news is he is stepping down, retiring from the Secretary of State's office, and effective tomorrow, Governor Tony Evers appointing former Treasurer Sarah Godlewski to that position. So it will be interesting. This is going to be a dynamic of how it exactly unfolded. We'll absolutely be curious, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more as well. We appreciate your phone call, Stephen. If you want to share a tangent like Stephen's, or if you've got a St. Patrick's Day story to share with us, we'd love to hear it. 844-967-2789. I think we've run Evan dry of his green beer and Guinness.
That's really so, it, man. It's I got nothing.
We're going to need some audience participation to share any other St. Patrick's Day stories. Otherwise, we'll get to a different shade of green as well. We've got some stories, you know, of what's going on from Green Bay to New York / New Jersey. So we might dive into that a little bit more. And my submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. 844-967-2789. That is the number to call or text with your tangents. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Discover the story only your DNA can tell. Order your kit now at AncestryDNA.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're working on here as an expanding radio network across the state of Wisconsin, head over to the website civicmedia.us. You can learn more there. You can check out the show pages for all the excellent programs that we put out as a radio network. You can see the growing list of stations that we are popping up around the state on, and you can sign up to learn more as well about where the next station may be popping up near you. Again, the website civicmedia.us. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin, and we're talking St. Patrick's Day because it's today, and we're sharing our stories. If you've got one that you'd like to share with us, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear what you're up to on this Friday holiday for St. Patty's Day. It's an excellent holiday, and we're longing for Bri, as he is hard at work, and that oh Danny Boy goes out to him. It's a tearjerker of a song.
It is. It's very sweet.
I didn't want to play too many Irish songs, but we're doing Shipping Off to Boston with the Dropkick Murphys earlier, and I was like, we'll do a ballad as well. So
I approve. But we miss you, Bri. We miss you.
And he's not locked in your basement. We know that.
Oh, he's fine. I'm telling you. He's fine. You can't talk to him now. He's busy.
He's fine. He's busy. He is a busy guy. He's a busy man. But this is my submission, Evan, and you let me know if you think this is a very Wisconsin headline, because I think it's one of the most Wisconsin things that can happen out there.
What, it's going to beat the fish fry?
I don't know if it'll beat last week's fish fries.
That was pretty Wisconsin.
1,500 fish fries. Yeah, that's pretty Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But this one goes out there because have you ever had a product that goes away, whether it's the business closes or it just stops making that
line? The McRib.
You don't... Not the McRib, but like say...
No, the McRib goes away all the time.
And then it comes back. That's that just has to do when the price of pork is higher or lower than the price of chicken.
Or KFC's so Double Down.
Yeah, they brought that one back.
The sandwich with the... Oh, it's back?
Like Dunkaroos.
Oh, my goodness.
Up in the 90s. Yeah, the Double Down is back. Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. You got your sandwich with chicken...
I believe it's back. I've seen a picture... The buns are the chicken breast, yeah.
This is huge. I don't know why we didn't lead. We should have led with this. Why didn't we lead with this?
I could care less about that. But this one is a headline, Ale Asylum brand to return thanks to Carbon 4 Brewing. So one local craft brewery, bringing back another craft brewery's beer after they went out of business. And I think that that's just ultimately a very Wisconsin thing to do. It's going to return a lot of favorite recipes from Ale Asylum that when it announced the closing of its doors last year, a lot of individuals in the Madison community is one of the largest craft breweries, I believe the largest craft brewery at the time in Madison, was closing up shop and just an excellent brand of beer across the state of Wisconsin. And Carbon 4 now going to be bringing some of those back by purchasing the Ale Asylum recipes. And so I feel like that's just a very, very Wisconsin headline. Very, very Midwestern nice. Very, oh, okay, well, you can't brew them anymore. We're going to brew them now.
And beautiful
so
tribute.
I was curious to know if there's ever been a something besides the McRib, because that's just a terrible example, Evan. I won't accept that example. But if you've got something out there that you wish could come back, say a craft brewery swooped in and brought something else back for you, if you have some thoughts on what that would be, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. But this piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal talking about how is Carbon 4 is bringing back Ale Asylum beers to Madison and Wisconsin. And reading from the piece by Barry Adams, the whole goal is to make sure that the facility is used to its fullest and the revenue streams come from a wide range of avenues. In a highly competitive and saturated craft beer market, those same conditions that forced Ale Asylum in 2022 to close its doors. And so these guys are working very hard. The first batches of Hopalicious, I'm sure you've had Hopalicious, Evan, or no? Is that not green enough for you, so you haven't had Hopalicious? Or we lost Evan, folks. But Hopalicious, the first batch of it coming, is going to be produced and canned this week and will be served Wednesday at the brewery's tasting room. Distribution to bars, restaurants, and retailers will follow later next week. So if you've been missing Hopalicious, which was one of Ale Asylum's top beers since they closed their doors last summer, you're going to be able to find it back in a bar or liquor store near you soon. But you can go to the Carbon 4 tasting room as soon as next Wednesday, and you'll be able to get the Hopalicious once more. And if you think that there's a more Wisconsin headline out there this week than this one, I'd love to hear it. 844-967-2789. You can be able to share those tangents with us all hour long. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. And if you want to take us with you on the go this holiday weekend with the St. Paddy's Day, if you're out enjoying the weather, enjoying the holiday, and want to listen to Civic Media, we got Matt Flynn Direct coming up next, as well as the Devil's Advocates throughout the evening. There's going to be a special Grassroots Network coverage, Earl Ingram, Jim Santel live from that festival near Mazamani tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. So there's so much going on across the Civic Media Radio Network. Number of our stations hosting the March Madness tournament with Marquette taking on earlier today. I believe that game's going to be wrapping up. We're going to have to see a score of what's going on with the Marquette-Vermont game. Get tasked. Maybe have you take a look at that year. I can take a look during this next break. But a lot going on. You want to download the Civic Media app and take us with you on the go this weekend. So, folks, if you got a tangent you want to share, we got about another half an hour left in today's show. We're going to get to more Wisconsin headlines and your takes. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents here live in Waukesha, live in the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM for a St. Patrick's Day edition. Dueling Tangents, we'll be right back. The double stack is the one that's back. Come on, you can only work so quickly, though, during the break. I understand.
Oh, man, man. I did it, though. I did it, everybody.
You did it. You did it.
I did
it. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. Evan having a lot of fun there on the board. We appreciate him doing everything he's doing on the ones and twos to make sure that this show goes out across the state of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on St. Patrick's Day. If you got a St. Patrick's Day story, we want to hear it. That is a tangent today. We want to know what is going on out there across the state of Wisconsin on St. Patty's Day. If you're drinking some green beer or having some Guinness or corned beef and cabbage, whatever it may be, we would love to hear from you on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Breaking news earlier today, after serving more than four decades as the state's Secretary of State, Doug La Follette announcing his retirement effective today. The resignation letter was not dated, apparently, Evan, so I'm very curious to know how long this may have been in the works, and we can talk about that as well.
People plan ahead for this stuff.
Yeah.
I'd go as far as to say the election was, you know, obviously really important. That was sort of his goal, right?
Well, and Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, and I were kind of kicking it around as we were passing through here in the Waukesha studios. It was a very close margin for the Secretary of State's race.
Like,
it
was his name got him over that finish line.
Yeah, the total votes, according to Ballotpedia.com, and I believe that this is kind of one of those, it's not the official one, but it's the one that popped up first and the easiest to access, only 7,400 votes separating Doug La Follette and his challenger, former State Representative Amy Loudenback, last November. So it was way closer than the governor's race. It was way closer than the Senate race ended up being, the U.S. Senate race. It was the final race called for statewide races last November. So the ramifications there, and former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski, appointed effective tomorrow by Governor Tony Evers, Sarah Godlewski will be the next Secretary of State here in Wisconsin. If you've got thoughts on that, we'd love to hear it too. We've got some Shades of Green stories. We're keeping an eye on the Aaron Rodgers watch, as well as Illinois reporting how many tax dollars it received from Wisconsinites going south of the border and purchasing recreational marijuana. We'll dive into that number. It may surprise you. It is a large dollar amount. But before we head over to those headlines and tangents, let's get some from the phone lines. We've got Gary in Sussex calling in. Gary, it's been a while. Do you got a St. Patrick's Day story, or what is your tangent for us on this Friday afternoon?
Well, St. Patrick's Day doesn't mean too much to me, except for my cousin. It's her birthday, so I called her up and wished her a happy birthday. Usually they got these leprechaun movies. These guys got the big fangs and they're killing people like crazy. So to me, it's like, I don't know. I'm not a big St. Patrick's person, but I
not
do want to wish you guys St. Patrick's. No, not really. There's other better days, but I know that down in Chicago they do the river green and everybody drinks green beer and that stuff like that. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys, regardless.
Happy St. Patrick's Day today to you as well.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, you mentioned before about things that have gone away that you wish came back.
Yeah.
I do like the McRib when it comes back. I eat it. I know, I guess you don't like it. But the thing that I miss the most out of everything is that Taco Bell. They used to have these things called apple empanadas. I love those things. And they cut them out. I don't know why they did, but I love them. Did you ever have a apple empanada from Taco Bell?
Yeah, a number of years ago. It's been a really long time, I feel like, since those ones have been off the menu. But why is fast food the first thing coming? See, there was a local taco joint in Madison that was one of my favorites, Gary. And I think about those tacos all the time. It is no longer in business. But if I could bring one, I guess here it would be a food item instead of a beer. If I could bring one thing back, it would be like the chunky beef. It was like fall apart beef, but it came in chunks in the tacos, and it was so good. And that would be what I bring back. I don't know about it, if there's any necessary fast food items that I'd be dying to resurrect to the fast food menus, though.
Well, the thing is, the other thing I miss, and I don't drink alcohol, even though I'm 71 years old. I just choose not to. When I married my wife, she said there's no drinking in this family. Her parents were alcoholics, and her grandpa was alcoholic. She said it stops with us. So I said, okay, fine, no more drinking, you know. But what I do miss is, as far as soda, they used to have, I think it was Pepsi with lemons. And so when I go out to have dinner or something like that with my wife, I always order a Pepsi or Coke with like two slices of lemon. I squeeze it in. I love lemons and a cola. Have you ever tried that at all?
I have not tried that.
It's very good. It is.
I have not, no. Okay. Maybe with a lime? I mean, my mind immediately goes to maybe a rum and Coke, but if you've cut out the alcohol, you don't do the Cuba Libres, but that would be my first thing. I mean, citrus in the cola that way works out really well. So I can definitely maybe understand the appeal. We appreciate your phone call, Gary. I hope you have an excellent weekend and enjoy the festivities, even though not a big guy for St. Patrick's Day yourself. I hope you have a great day. Up next on the phone lines, we got Joe in Madison. Joe, what's on your mind this St. Patrick's Day? You got a tangent for us or a St. Patty's Day story?
Well, a tangent, actually. You guys have been focusing on beer, and I wanted to expand the recreational items to include weed a little bit. And I think this could probably serve as a setup for the stats that you want to give about Illinois and what they may have accrued from Wisconsin people. And that has to do with some buddies went down to Beloit this morning to purchase some weed, and they were stunned at the number of people from Wisconsin in the parking lot, number one, and the number of people who were there to fulfill, to get themselves some marijuana. And they said that the place that they had gone to just across the border now has so many people that they've expanded into another joint building or nearby building so that they have a warming area or a waiting area, because they were beyond the capacity of number of people who could be in the store at any one time that they wanted. And I thought, what are we leaving on the table when you have an extra building described as their warming building? And it was interesting to me because two of the people who went down, one is someone I know who needs some hip surgery, and the other has osteoarthritis pretty bad. So there are medical reasons why they'd be helped by that. And I'm thinking, I looked and there was a quote from Robin Voss saying something along the lines of, for people who have chronic illnesses, you know, I'm very sympathetic, and quote, I'd love to find a way to get this across the finish line. Okay, now you tell me how the speaker, of the majority speaker, cannot get something like this across the line. I mean, you assemble your people and you vote, get them to vote for it, and there you go. How hard is this to get marijuana legalized in the state? It's happened for 23 other states, as I understand. All around us, the states have some form of legalization of marijuana. Where is this deal where I'd love to get this across the finish line? Just do it. You know, just do it. I mean, I know it's
he is a very busy man. The leader of the state assembly is a very, very busy man, Joe. He's working very hard by making sure that nothing gets done. Is what his task has been.
There you go.
He made sure that there was no legislation or no legislative debates, discussions, anything. No floor votes after the first week of March last year. They took the month of February off this year for voting on things in the legislature. They came back this week to debate whether or not they should ban bans on conversion therapy and whether or not they should force school districts in Madison and Milwaukee to take armed officers into their schools after those communities decided they no longer wanted armed SROs or school resource officers in their school buildings. And those are the priorities that Robin Voss has. He has very little interest in all it actually delivering things that Wisconsinites want. And the number, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the number of tax dollars that Illinois, the state of Illinois, has collected off of marijuana sales in Illinois to Wisconsin residents, $36 million, according to this reporting by the Journal Sentinel last year alone. So $36 million that could have come to Wisconsin. We also have a giant surplus right now. So it's not like this. It has to be specifically for the need of tax revenue. But that is $36 million that will not go to government objectives here in the state of Wisconsin now to deliver things like Republicans say we don't have the funds for, even though we have a $7 billion surplus, like school lunches, for universal school lunches for public schools. You could take the $36 million and fund those programs right there, Joe. And you could offset that with a sales tax on marijuana. Obviously, the demand is there. Wisconsinites are going across the border and purchasing it. And that is all tax revenue that's just not coming back to our state because of politics. Because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Republican lawmakers saying, no, we're not going to do that, even though Wisconsinites want it.
Bad times. Sad times. I wish we could get it. Wish we could get that done. Anyway, keep hitting on that. It's a very fascinating stat. So, and cheers to you all. I raise my glass. Take care.
Fantastic, Joe. Cheers to you as well. Have an excellent weekend. We really appreciate your phone call. You can be like Joe, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can share a tangent with us, whether it's your favorite St. Patrick's Day memory, or if you've got a input on what you would like to bring back, like Ale Asylum bringing back, or Ale Asylum's beers being brought back by Carbon 4 Brewing in Madison. We are going to get some of those very, very excellent recipes brewed once again here in Wisconsin. Hopalicious returning to the Carbon 4 Tap Room as soon as next Wednesday. Or you can share your thoughts on this story that Joe alluded to, the marijuana sales to Wisconsinites in Illinois, bringing in $36 million in revenue. It is a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Illinois collected $36 million in taxes from Wisconsinites for marijuana, new report says. And it is just wild to think, reading from the piece by Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin is in the minority of states whose lawmakers have not legalized marijuana use in some form. 37 states have medical marijuana programs, including Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has proposed legalizing marijuana three times. Three times the current governor has proposed it, but Republican lawmakers who control the state legislature have rejected the idea. It appeared at the start of the new legislative session that began in January that GOP legislative leaders were changing course and moving closer to creating a medicinal marijuana program in Wisconsin after years of opposition to the idea, but the effort quickly stalled. And so there is hope that things can change here in Wisconsin. We're never going to give up hope, but it is currently a certain set of actors in the state of Wisconsin that are preventing this from occurring. The governor that has been twice elected now, he is starting off his second four-year term, was elected with advocating his support for this legalization of at least medicinal, if not recreational, trying to find some common ground with the Republican lawmakers. Wisconsinites want it overwhelmingly. More than 60% of Wisconsinites polled over and over and over again, according to the Marquette University Law School poll, have supported programs like medicinal and recreational marijuana here in Wisconsin. And if you look, I'd have to pull up the Forward Analytics report, Evan, but did you see this one? It dropped within the last couple weeks as well. but a majority of Wisconsinites ages 18 to 35, I believe, live within an hour of a legalized...
Of a legal state where they can hop in the car. State. Yep, that's right. Yes, I have.
You can drive within an hour. I want to say it was by Forward Analytics over the numbers arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. But there are Wisconsinites that are individuals that want, and they're the ones. Their tax dollars going to Illinois.
And they're willing to take the risk. Yeah.
And Michigan. And yeah, they're willing to go across the border and purchase these things. And it's about time Wisconsin takes advantage of it as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment. And then the weekend, it's St. Patrick's Day, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the places on social media, at Civic Media, and you at Civic Media US are some of the handles. You can check those pages out. Stay up to date with us on those socials all the time. You can also follow this fine program on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can share your tangents with us in tweet version, or you can do it on the phone, 844-967-2789. Hearing that Alan Stone song can mean one thing. It is the final segment of the week before the weekend. If you want to share a St. Paddy's Day story or any of the other number of tangents that we've discussed here on this fine program, 844-967-2789. You can be like Angie down in Monroe. Angie, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
Well, I just want to mention, I mean, you're saying $36 million just from Illinois. And we got to times that by the other two states. So, I mean, that's almost, $1 million. And that, I don't know, I just also wanted to mention that I personally buy mine off-grid, so that does not count that either. I'd rather buy it, you know, through the store, because then you can get, you know what you're getting, and, you know, it's just much safer that way. But sometimes you can just, you know, get it off-grid, and I don't know, and I would rather grow it. It would be so nice. I mean, it's like tomatoes. I mean, why can't we grow it like our tomatoes, you know?
In Wisconsin, as an agriculture state,
you know what state, that can do for medicine.
Yeah, as an agriculture state, what we could do for Wisconsin with growers and everything, and the Republicans started to warm up to that. Hemp is now Evan, you'd have to. I don't know all the details, but I think you know a little bit more with what can be grown now in northern Wisconsin. Because I know some of our friends with CBD shops around the state now say that their CBD is grown and processed here in Wisconsin.
Unfortunately, it's all loopholes, though. It's sort of these little gaps in the legislation that let stuff like Delta 8, you know, our wonderful neighbors over at Herbal Aspect.
Yeah, shout out to Alan Robinson.
It's always sort of on the edge, you know. It wouldn't take very much to sort of make that entire industry in Wisconsin collapse, and it's not great, you know. We got to support our local businesses.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot that could be done, and we appreciate your phone call, Angie. And there are many things that could be done in this sector, and it just seems that Republicans here in Wisconsin, at least elected officials, now when I say Republicans, I'm not trying to say Republican voters, because the Republican voters in a lot of regards also support legalizing, at least medicinally, if not recreationally, to some degree here in Wisconsin. And so it's not that it's Republican voters are the ones dragging their feet and digging in their heels on this. It is elected officials. It is Republican members of the state legislature that refuse to actually compromise and coordinate and work with Tony Evers as the democratically elected governor of this state, and they don't want to give him any wins. They play politics in every aspect that it can be played, and they refuse to try. Compromise is a dirty word to Robin Voss. He feels if it is not his idea, it's not happening. And for some reason, he's hung up on having toll roads like Illinois, but he refuses to do things like Illinois that Wisconsinites want, like working to legalize marijuana here in our state. Because, yeah, as Angie pointed out as well, $36 million in tax revenue. That's not $36 million of marijuana that was sold. It was $36 million in taxes on that sold marijuana. And so, and that is just the state of Illinois. Our neighbors in Minnesota, our neighbors in Michigan have now done this as well. And so there are Wisconsinites that are going all around the state, not on the Iowa border, because I believe Iowa is very dug in like Republican elected officials here in Wisconsin, and they're not making any changes on this either. But you can go to Minnesota, you can go to Michigan, you can go to Illinois, and you can purchase this legally, and all of those states are benefiting from having these markets. And so it absolutely should be legalized here in Wisconsin, and there's no reason for us to be missing the boat on this one.
Let's be real. It's medicine, you know?
Yeah.
It feels pedantic, almost, to have this conversation. It's kind of interesting because we just need it.
Unfortunately, far too often.
Yeah.
But we have to keep having the conversation, because if we don't, a lot of folks out there just won't know what the state of Wisconsin is missing out on. So when reports like this one out of Illinois come down that alone in their state, they received $36 million in tax revenue off of Wisconsinites' purchases down there, it absolutely should be talked about. One of the final notes, the other shades of green that we could talk about in the sporting world, Milwaukee Bucks, unfortunately not getting it done last night against the Indiana Pacers at home. At the Pfizer Forum, kind of fell apart during the third quarter, which was very unfortunate. Team looked really good in the first half, but could not sustain that into the second half. Indiana started hitting a lot of threes. Bucks gave up about 49 points in the third quarter, I believe, 48 or 49 points. And Brooke Lopez was obviously missing in his defense, and it was very funny. Evan, are you at all keeping an eye on the MVP race for the NBA?
Not so much. No. We live in different worlds.
Yeah.
Lucas.
I understand that one. But it's a very hotly contested NBA race for MVP right now this year. Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, like all of these guys. There's Jason Tatum's got a case. There's a lot of cases that could be made for who the MVP is. And sitting down with The Atlantic earlier this week, Giannis was discussing who in his mind was the MVP. And it's very funny. The day after this article comes out, it came out yesterday. And the day after the Bucks lose pretty heavily, Pacers kind of right on the bubble of playoff birth. They're fighting for a spot in the play-in games for the NBA. But Giannis was telling this sports journalist at The Athletic, talking about how the criteria for MVP just keeps changing. Is it the most efficient? Is it the highest scoring? Is it the most valuable? And then Giannis goes on a tangent and says, well, if it's the most valuable, Brooke Lopez is the MVP of the league. Yeah. And Brooke is in consideration for defensive player of the year. He's got the highest amount of contested shots. He's got the second highest blocks for the season. And it is just very comical that the day Brooke sits out last night, the same day that Giannis in this article was saying how Brooke is the MVP and he was missing on the team, and they lost by double digits.
So
Milwaukee Bucks will be back in action on Sunday. But that is what I'm keeping an eye on. There's another couple shades of green between Green Bay and New York, but we'll just have to keep an ear out if anything's happening in that. But we'll get some Aaron Rodgers updates once they come. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really enjoy being here in the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM and across Civic Media all this week. Have an excellent St. Patrick's Day. Have an excellent weekend. If you missed any portion of the show, check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. We'll be back on Monday at 2. Talk to y'all then.